Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Tax-Free Income for Life: A Step-by-Step Plan for a Secure Retirement is a retirement finance book by David McKnight that extends the central ideas associated with his Power of Zero approach. It is written for readers who are worried about two long-term threats to retirement security: rising tax rates and the risk of outliving their money. Rather than focusing on portfolio accumulation alone, the book frames retirement planning as an income design problem, asking how savers can create dependable withdrawals that are insulated from taxes and market volatility. The book presents a step-by-step strategy for shifting assets into a structure intended to produce tax-free income in retirement, with particular attention to life insurance-based tools and other tax-aware planning concepts. Its purpose is practical, rather than theoretical, to show how retirees and pre-retirees can think about distribution, tax exposure, and income longevity together instead of separately. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, retirement planning as a response to longevity risk and future tax pressure. A core theme of the book is that the traditional retirement model is incomplete if it only asks how much a person can accumulate. McKnight argues that retirees must also consider how long they may live and how much of their savings could be eroded by future taxation. That framing matters because the greatest danger is not simply market loss in 1 year, but a long retirement period in which withdrawals require distributions. And tax changes steadily reduce buying power. The book treats longevity risk and tax rate risk as connected problems rather than separate ones. A portfolio may appear sufficient on paper, yet still fail if withdrawals are taxed heavily or if the retiree lives much longer than expected. By emphasizing these two pressures, the book moves retirement planning away from a static balance sheet mindset and toward an income durability mindset. This is one of the book's main contributions. It asks readers to judge their retirement readiness by the resilience of future cash flow, not just the size of current account balances. Secondly, why the book emphasizes tax-free income instead of tax-deferred accumulation. The book is built around the idea that tax-deferred savings alone may not provide the best outcome in retirement. McKnight focuses on the difference between postponing taxes and eliminating them, arguing that many savers have concentrated too much money in accounts that will eventually be taxed when withdrawn. That distinction is central, because retirement is the time when income and withdrawal decisions become more consequential. A large tax-deferred balance can create a false sense of security if future taxes reduce the usable income more than expected. The book, therefore, advocates creating at least part of retirement income in a tax-free form, so that future withdrawals are less vulnerable to tax policy changes. This is not presented as a rejection of all conventional retirement accounts, but as a corrective to over-reliance on them. The practical logic is that diversification should apply to tax treatment as well as investment type. By widening the discussion from returns to after-tax income, the book encourages readers to think like planners rather than savers alone. Thirdly, the volatility shield concept and the case for principal protection in retirement. Another defining idea in the book is the volatility shield, a term used to describe a retirement income structure that is designed to avoid losses during market downturns. The reasoning behind this concept is straightforward. Once retirement withdrawals begin, sequence of returns matters more than average long-term return. A severe decline early in retirement can damage the sustainability of a portfolio, even if the market eventually recovers. McKnight, therefore, argues that income needed for living expenses should not be exposed to the same volatility as assets meant for long-term growth. The volatility shield is meant to preserve principal while still allowing some moderate growth, so that withdrawals do not depend on market timing or recovery. This approach reflects a broader shift from accumulation mode to distribution mode. In accumulation, volatility can often be tolerated because time is available for recovery. In retirement, however, the ability to recover from losses is limited. The book's emphasis on shielding income from volatility gives readers a different lens for evaluating retirement vehicles, not just how much they might earn, but how reliably they can support spending through different market conditions. Fourthly, indexed universal life insurance as the book's main tax-efficient retirement vehicle. The book strongly features indexed universal life insurance, often discussed as part of a life insurance retirement plan or LARP, as the vehicle that can support tax-free retirement income. McKnight presents this strategy as a way to combine several goals at once: principal protection, moderate growth potential, and tax-advantaged access to cash value. The appeal, in his framework, is that properly structured life insurance can offer a financial account that is not tied directly to market losses and can later be tapped through policy loans or withdrawals. The book also acknowledges that structure matters. A poorly designed plan can be inefficient, with insurance costs reducing the benefits of the strategy. That caution is important because it shows the book is not merely promoting life insurance in the abstract. It is promoting a specific use case that depends on disciplined funding and careful design for readers. The significance is analytical as much as product-based. The book uses IUL as a case study in how tax-favored instruments can be integrated into retirement planning when the objective is income security rather than speculation. Lastly, a step-by-step planning framework for pre-retirees and advisors. The book is structured less like a technical textbook and more like a planning roadmap, which is one reason it appeals to both individual readers and financial professionals. Its step-by-step approach reflects the idea that retirement security is built through sequencing, identifying risks, setting up tax-efficient income sources, and arranging assets so they serve the retirement phase rather than only the accumulation phase. This framework is important because many people understand isolated ideas such as Roth accounts, life insurance, or withdrawal rates, but do not know how to integrate them into a single retirement strategy. McKnight attempts to connect those pieces into a coherent process. The book also appears designed to be accessible to readers who are not specialists, which is why it uses practical language and a solution-oriented structure. That accessibility is part of its value. It lowers the barrier to understanding tax planning as an essential component of retirement planning. For advisors, the book functions as a client-facing framework for discussing tax exposure, income durability, and product selection in one conversation rather than several disconnected ones. In conclusion, this book is best suited for pre-retirees, retirees, and financial advisors who want to examine retirement income through the lens of taxes, withdrawal sustainability, and long-term account design. Readers who already know the basics of saving and investing will get the most value from it. Because the book is less about building wealth from scratch and more about preserving usable income once retirement begins, its main practical benefit is that it pushes readers to think beyond account balances and ask what their after-tax retirement income may actually look like over decades. Intellectual value comes from its clear framing of longevity risk, tax rate risk, and sequence of returns, risk as linked issues that require coordinated planning. Compared with many retirement books, it stands out for its unusually strong focus on tax-free income structures and its willingness to center life insurance-based planning as a retirement tool. That makes it more specialized than broad retirement guides and more actionable than purely conceptual commentary. For readers open to tax strategy and insurance-based planning, it offers a distinctive, structured perspective on retirement security. If you would like to support David McKnight, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.